going for a few more minutes because there's something really important that we haven't talked about yet. Can anybody tell me what's missing from the message so far about love? Any guesses? What's missing so far from what I've said? Is anybody brave enough to give it a guess? No worries if not. No, I'll tell you, it's God's love. We've been talking about our love, but we need to talk about God's love. There's no point in talking about our love for God and love for others if we don't talk about God's love for us. Because God loved us first. The Bible tells us that God loved us before the world began, before time began. And the best proof is found in Jesus, who loved perfectly just like this, the list that we saw earlier. He came to earth to show us God's love, to live a life of love for us. However, he didn't just leave us an example. He knew that we couldn't really love like this. He knew that our love would be fickle and feeble, that it would come and go. He knows that we prefer to love ourselves than to love others. Ultimately, he came to earth to give his life for us in love, to die on the cross in our place as a sacrifice. He lived the perfect life that we can't live, and he died the death that we deserve for our failure to love God and others. That's his gift of love to us, giving us his life so that we would no longer be enemies of God, but friends with God forever. That's real love, and that's love that lasts. That's Paul's point, really, in the second half of this chapter. Love lasts. God's love lasts forever. The trouble with the things of this world is that they don't last. Just think of that sinking feeling. That sinking feeling when travelling home from summer camp or a great holiday, the fun has to end eventually. Or your bag of sweets, the monthly paycheck, or that relationship, it won't last forever. Paul reminds the Corinthians that the gifts they care so much about won't go on forever either. Prophecies, special languages, special knowledge. But love is different. Love lasts forever. And what an encouragement it is to know that God won't give up on us. He won't run out of love for us. The proof is in his death on the cross, where the barrier separating us from God is broken down forever. If Jesus is our King, we can be sure that he will love us all the way to heaven into eternity. Paul finishes his chapter with two examples. He says, it's like the difference between being a child and being an adult, verse 11. In this letter, he's already told the Corinthians to grow up, but that's not his point here. While we live on earth, we're like children, Paul says. We're alive, but we're limited in what we know and understand. But when we live in heaven, we'll be like adults, grown up and mature. Then we'll really know and understand who God is and what he's like. Paul also says, verse 12, that it's the difference between seeing a reflection in a mirror and seeing face to face. While we live on earth, seeing and knowing God is a bit like looking in a mirror. Apart from being very strange, it would also be quite limiting. I can't see all of you. It's not easy for you to see me, and some of you seem quite far away. And that's with a modern mirror, made with silver and glass. Paul would have been thinking of a metal mirror. I can't tilt this for you. I tried. But just imagine if we tilted this and polished it up, brass or bronze, that sort of thing. That's what Paul has in mind. Paul would have been thinking of
a metal mirror like this. But even if we were to make it shiny, to give it a polish, it would still give a poor reflection. It's nowhere near as clear as face to face. While we live on earth, seeing and knowing God is a bit like looking through a metal mirror. But one day we will see face to face. In heaven we will know God perfectly and intimately, and it will be so much better. Without the sin and suffering of our world and our hearts that spoils our view. So let's go after love. Go after God who is love. And if we do that, well, we'll live rightly, loving others around us as we look forward to seeing God face to face. We will see Jesus face to face. That's what God promises. And he is more majestic, more precious, more amazing than we could ever imagine. It's not long now before we see him face to face. And in that day, you won't need faith because you will see him. You won't need hope because you'll be with him. But you will have love. We will have love because love lasts. And as Christians, we don't look back as if our best days were behind us. I think there might be one more picture. I like this one. We won't look back as if our best days are behind us. We'll look forward to the best days yet to come when Jesus returns. And until then, we live in love, imitating our Saviour, who loved us first. Let's pray.